Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
You a football fan?
With New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England.
On WAAF.
All right, the Hillman Huddle this week is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. And joining us right now as the Patriots get ready for the Steelers on Sunday, it is Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Do you have, before we get to the serious football questions that you won't answer, do you have a... Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Chris?
Favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
I'm a big Mariah Carey fan.
Oh, boy, everybody
her Christmas songs. Yeah.
We just heard a version of the Wham! Christmas song as performed here live at Bach Maserati. Mariah Carey, I think that's the number one most popular Christmas song.
I would say so.
Really, isn't it? Yeah. So real quick, I know that you guys are good at putting things behind you, but I just want to talk briefly about last week, and I wanted to first ask if you think if you have found any reason why theoretically the Miami Dolphins down there are in the heads of the New England Patriots. Is there any reason why it is so difficult for you guys to play down there?
I'll give you the Patriot answer. I mean, we've moved on. You know, we're focused on Pittsburgh, but you know, they play really well down there. I mean, I don't think it's not just against us. They're a good team when they play at home. Their record reflects that, and you know, they're a completely different team. They play with a lot of energy down there, and you know, it's tough to win this league, but tough to win on the road, and definitely tough to win in Miami.
Have you played in a game, either high school, college, professional? That ended in that dramatic a way?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Yeah.
So I just want to ask, it wasn't the bottle service at the bar on the beach? You don't get down to the warm weather and the ocean and tear it up?
Nah. We get down there and it's all business. And we, you know, I thought, you know, everyone played well. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, we didn't get it done, and we moved on, and you know, all our focus on Pittsburgh now.
Nice.
A lot of texters are saying, "Can we please just not talk about it? Let's just let's forget about the disaster in Dade or the miracle in Miami or whatever, and talk about the Steelers." So, speaking of places that are tough to play, that's a stadium where. Actually, Tom Brady has had a lot of luck, but is that a tough place to go to at this time of the year?
Yeah, definitely. We've had to go there a couple times in the past years, and that crowd can get really loud. You know, it's a pretty crazy environment to play in. But you know, we just got to come ready to play and come ready to play a good 60 minutes of football. And I think that's, you know, we've been working really hard this week to go out there and, you know, put together a good game.
Is Bill different in a week like this after a game like Sunday? That's not a question about Sunday, but that's just a question about this week. Is he somebody who works on getting you guys to kind of forget about last week and focus on Sunday and the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Belichick does a great job of just, you know, moving on, you know, and his focus the second that we came in on Monday was, you know, make the corrections from the game and then, you know, move right on to Pittsburgh. You know, you can't dwell on this stuff for too long. You know, these games come up fast, and we had a lot to prepare for the Steelers, and you know, that's what he does, and he does a really good job of, you know, getting everyone kind of motivated to, you know, forget about Miami. You know, it is what it is. It happened. And, you know, all our focus was Pittsburgh on Monday. We know how big of a game it is. We know how tough it is to play there and play on the road in Pittsburgh. So, you know, we're excited. We worked really hard this week.
Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots is our guest this morning on the Hillman Huddle, and the question of the week this week is brought to you by ILoveBostonSports.com, the official fan gear of your New England football team, the perfect gifts this holiday season for every fan on your list. Visit ILoveBostonSports.com. And the question of the week is about the Steelers' defense. And now that you've had an opportunity to watch some film, this texter wants to rank them against you to rank them against defenses that you guys have seen so far this year.
I mean, they're up there. You know, it's tough to put a ranking on all the defenses we played. We played a lot of good defenses this year. You know, they got a good front seven. They got guys in the secondary that are they're experienced, have been playing well, and they put a lot of pressure up front, and it'll be a good test for us. But like I said, we've been studying these guys and working really hard throughout the week. So hopefully we'll go in there really prepared and ready to play.
Has Edelman tried to convince you to grow out the facial hair? I mean,
you know what? I can't grow facial hair.
You get the summer beard.
Been trying. My brother, dad. I mean, full beards, perfect beards. I can't do it.
I feel like Julian. I feel like Julian, and it's appropriate for this time of year. He looks a little Yukon Cornelius with his
Bumbles Browns.
Don't you think that should be his new nickname? Never mind Bubs.
I think I'm gonna use that one today.
Yeah, call him Yukon. And that's, all right. And then what are you guys doing for the holiday? You got the twins? Are you guys got to stay around here because you got the game.
The family's coming up. It's being nice that we're. Sorry, I got Julian in my ear right now. I can't even hear you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, you got Edelman.
UConn Cornelius just made his way in here.
Uh-oh. Oh, he did. Yeah, ask him.
I don't think he gets it.
UConn
might be a little taller than him, though. I'm not sure.
No, not that old chestnut. You're 5'8". You're 5'7". You're 5'9". You're 5'10".
Ask him.
Oh, man.
Ask him how. Ask him how he likes the UConn Cornelius nickname.
I think he liked it because he got a little upset by it. So I'm gonna use that one.
All right.
Hey, do you guys do the locker room gag gifts for Christmas?
Everyone does it by position, so we have do a little Secret Santa throughout the receivers. So it always is interesting. You always get some good gifts. And
why don't you? Why don't you upset Bill and reveal on the air who you have for Secret Santa? That would be.
Oh, I can't do it.
Not yet. That would be revealing confidential.
That's a sacred thing. Can't do it.
The fear is real.
All right. Well, I want a round of applause for Chris Hogan and the Patriots.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Chris. Great having you on all season, and we will talk to you in the new year, and we will be on to whatever we're on to at that point. All right. I won't say anything.
Thanks, guys.